Prabhupada has a very busy schedule coming up the next month and a half.
Detroit next.
He's going to Detroit, Toronto, Pittsburgh, and our farm in that area. Then Washington, D.C., New York, London,
Paris,
Rome, Tehran, and back to Bombay, all within about 45 days.
Athens.
Athens?
Yeah.
Wow. The new center in Athens. It's open pro so fast.
How long will you spend at each stop?
About a week.
It's I imagine, an exciting time.
When Prabhupada is there for us, it's the most. It's like our life has come back.
I was at the airport when he came in, and it was really quite joyous. There were about 700 devotees, I would say. The place was just, vibrant.
They diverted all the other passengers somewhere else because they couldn't get into the room.
The knowledge that Srila Prabhupada is giving us is actually giving us our real core reason to be alive. Most of us didn't know what the goal of life was. We had some ideas about this profession or that, but most of us had no real, aim in life. And this philosophy and this knowledge has now given us proper direction. It's cleared up a lot of bad qualities that we may have had.
Is this your last trip to America?
He's asking if this is your last visit.
Not necessarily.
You feel you can continue to make those serious travels?
Well, I began my traveling in foreign countries at very ripe old age, 70 years. In 10 years I'm traveling. This is the 15th tour all over the world.
Are you surprised to see the popularity of your teachings in the last few years?
I think it has become popular.
He was asking if you're surprised that it is being that your books are selling so much and that so many devotees are coming.
Yeah. Neither anybody has written so many books within 10 years.
How many?
Now it is 54. Big books.
This is
I showed him the books. The universities and the scholars are also very appreciative. At least 90% of them. Universities in America have already ordered these books.
In India also.
They're sold throughout the world?
Yes. And they're published in many different languages. French, Dutch, Swedish, German,
Italian,
Indian languages. Spanish, very big.
That is like
where did you get these paintings?
Paintings? Our students? Good.
Our art studios are here in Los Angeles.
What happens when that inevitable time comes when a successor is needed?
He's asking about the future. Who will guide the movement in the future?
They will guide. I'm training them.
Will there be one spiritual leader, though?
I'm training GBC 18 all over the world.
his personal secretaries.
I see.
To see that the original teachings that Prabhupada has given are not in any way changed.
Well, nothing more. Other than thank you.
Thanks.
And I wish you well in your travels.
We have given him many books to read in magazines, so he's already preparing the article from that material we have given him.
Well, for a common man, it is a little difficult. But it is very easy. We are talking on the spiritual platform, but common man does not understand what is spiritual. Although it is very easy. My body, your body is moving on account of spiritual spark. That's a fact everyone can see. As soon as the spiritual spark soul is off the body, it is simply lump of matter. That is a fact everyone can see. But still, they are not serious to understand what is that spiritual spark. There is no education. Mostly they are thinking there is no spiritual spark, the body is moving. How it is moving? What is their experience?
Chemical combination and reaction.
But that they cannot do it. They cannot make any dull matter moving by chemical combination. Although they cannot do it, still they talk of it. That is another foolishness. We say that egg. Everyone can see some white matter, some yellow matter, and some covering plastic, like. So, a chemical, mostly chemicals are white. So, combine the chemicals and make white and cover it with plastic and give it to the incubator. Why the chicken is not coming? And why they talk nonsense that it is chemical combination? They cannot experiment it, neither they can do it. And still they talk nonsense. What do you think?
What do I think?
Yes. This nonsense talking, the chemical combination, there is life. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you do it?
I think it's continuing to search for whatever.
That any nonsense can say, that I'm continuing. But where is the result? When the result is expected.
I'm sorry.
When the result will be out.
He is saying they can always pass it off by saying, we are continuing to research one day in the future. But when will that day come? It is like Prabhupada sometimes calls it a post-dated check.
Isn't that each individual makes that determination when that day has come?
No, he means in terms of the scientists discovering how to create life, or how to put life back into a dead body. They say that it is chemical reactions. Therefore, one day they should be able to discover how to do it, if it's simply chemicals. So when will that day come? Prabhupada's point is that it's not chemicals, but that there's actually a spiritual element. And because they don't accept that there's a spiritual element, they're not searching for it. They're simply studying the chemicals. In that way, they'll never reach the right conclusion about what is life, what makes this body move, what is death, because they're missing the essential point, the spiritual element. So his question was, what do you think about?
My spiritualness is strongly absent from my own person.
Why you do say absent? You're talking.
Well, in the sense that that I look beyond who I am now. I don't look very far. At this point in my life, I haven't made the decision that I need to look.
And you make decision or not decision. There are two things.
I'm sorry.
One, there are two things. One is your body, and the other, the living force, which is moving your body. So there is no question of decision. It is already decided. There are two things. But our point is, the two things are there, the material body and the moving force. So what we are speaking, you are speaking of the living force, moving force. And the people in general, they are interested with this body. Therefore, our subject matter is a little difficult for such common man. We are speaking simply on the subject matter of the living force. What is that living force? Our beginning is from that point, that body is different from the living force. And general people, they do not understand, although they feel that there is living force something. They say it is chemical combination and so on, so on. But that is not the fact. It is a different commodity, material. It is not material, it's spiritual identity, which is different from this combination of matter, this body. So it requires little training to understand. Although it is very simple fact, but the brain is very dull material. They see it daily, still they propose so many things which is impractical. Just like you said, that it is chemical composition, and they are trying to do it in future.
Srila Prabhupada often says that no one can be happy without knowledge. It's not possible to be fully happy without knowledge. People suffer due to lack of knowledge. So if this knowledge about this living force is not taught to the people, then they'll continue to suffer, be in anxiety, suffer diseases, fight among themselves, quarrel. There'll always be some misery as long as there is this general lack of knowledge about the spiritual element or the living force. So in that sense, we feel a great compassion and a great responsibility to educate as many people as possible about the spiritual science of the soul and about Krishna or God. And that's the purpose of our mission. To relieve people from their miseries and make them truly happy.
If they're interested.
They are interested or not interested. A child is not interested for an education. But it is the duty of the father to make him educated, sometimes punish him. So a child may be foolish, but how the parents can be foolish? It is not that because human society is not interested. This should be stopped. No.
Well, how can you make them interested if they're not?
well, how these boys are becoming interested. They are young men. They have got so many ideas of bodily enjoyment, but how they have become interested. Thousands. They are all young men. How they have become interested. And you cannot withdraw them from this interest.
Srila Prabhupada has taught us how to experience spiritual pleasure or spiritual happiness by chanting, taking the food that you and I just took. And through this philosophy, there is genuine transcendental bliss. So when one experiences that pleasure, then other pleasures appear to be insignificant in comparison. So even though someone may not be interested now, if we can give him a chance to experience this higher pleasure, then it's natural he'll become interested. That's the idea.
Sure.
Thank you, Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you.